Cues from the Heart. Thanks a lot for being here. I appreciate you. Brought to you by my wife and daughter and Silva House Market Soy Wax Candles. Everyone who tries these candles absolutely loves them. They just started off the high season, their second one at the Olympia Farmers Market. And it's nice that a year ago they were starting off brand new, had no idea how this would take off. And now a year later, as they start their second season, they have repeat customers. They couldn't wait for them to come back to the four-day-a-week schedule. The nice thing about it is you can order from anywhere on earth, and I know there are people listening to this podcast in 48 countries, hundreds of cities around the globe, and it's very inconvenient for 99% of you to get to the Pacific Northwest and buy them in person, so you could buy them thanks to something called the World Wide Web. I just heard about this the other day. Have you heard of the internet? You can order today at silvahousemarket.com. SilvaHouseMarket.com, put in promo code Spencer10 and save 10% off your order. Spencer10, SPENCER10, will save you 10% off the best soy wax candles you will ever light. Beautiful and wonderful scents, dozens of them, and you can order today at SilvaHouseMarket.com. Please give my wife and daughter a follow on Instagram. They would love it, and a like on their Facebook page, both under Silva House Market. Check them out today. I appreciate it very, very much. And I thank you for coming over. Well, actually, you haven't come over to the premium content. Not a single one of you. So I'm not going to thank you for that. Thanks for nothing. We're trying to get you signed up to the premium content. I don't think people understand. I think they think it's like a dollar a day or a dollar an episode. It's a dollar a month. Come on. I shouldn't have to shake it out of you. 3 pennies a day, for God's sakes. So you either love this podcast or you don't, and I think you do because you're listening to it from all over the world, so somebody's liking it. But I don't know if it's just not enough to get you to pay a dollar a month. I don't know. We can't keep the lights on forever on the free content, I'll tell you that right now, unless we start getting some more advertisers. So if you'd like to advertise on the podcast and reach a global audience at very affordable rates, message me through hughesfromtheheart.com. Click the contact link and let me know. If we're a good fit, it'll work. If we're not a good fit, I won't take it. Doesn't matter how much money it is. If it's not a good fit, I don't want to do it. And I'm sure you wouldn't want to do it if it's not a good fit either. It'd be stupid to do it. Or you could sign up to the podcast for a dollar a month. That's the easiest thing to do at patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. I hope you will do that. I put a lot of time into the free content, probably more than my gut tells me I should. So far, it's yielded nothing. So I don't know how much more I want to invest in something that yields nothing. So I'm hoping it'll yield something. So please come on over to the premium content today, patreon.com/Spencer Hughes, a dollar a month. We're going to talk about why some people are always late. I love this subject of tardiness and just perpetual tardiness. And this is from livescience.com. We all know someone who never seems to be on time. It could be the face looking back at us in the mirror. Whether it's lunch dates or work meetings, there's people that are always late for doctor's appointments. And there's the old saying, boy, that he'd be late or she'd be late for their own funeral, right? People late for their own weddings. Well, there's a good explanation for why some people are always late. Maybe, maybe not. The habit of being perpetually late, tardy, whatever you want to call it, probably results from a number of factors, including our perception of time, time management, of course, and even personality, according to experts. Hugo Spears is a professor of cognitive neuroscience at University College London and the co-author of a 2017 study in the journal Hippocampus. And Professor Spears said it's likely that there's a mechanism in the brain that causes some people to be late for meetings because they underestimate the time it will take to get them there. The hippocampus is a region of the brain which processes some aspects of time, such as remembering when to do something and how long it takes. Research published in the journal Nature Reviews Neuroscience suggests that neurons in the hippocampus, acting as time cells, contribute to our perception and memory of events. But why exactly some people perpetually underestimate time is unclear, especially if it's habitual, right? I've always heard that a mistake made more than 3 times is a choice, not a mistake. If you keep doing the same thing, right, it's a choice. Like if you keep touching a hot oven and you burn yourself, you're like, oh gosh, what a dumb mistake. Well, after like the 3rd time, you're just deciding to burn yourself for whatever reason. It's not a mistake at that point. You're deciding to do it. It's not a mistake to drive too fast and get a ticket. It's not a mistake to eat too many calories and get fat. It's not a mistake. It's a choice you're making. One factor may be how familiar we are with a space. This is interesting. For the 2017 study, Spears asked 20 students who had newly moved to London to sketch a map of their college district and to estimate travel times to different destinations. While the students' space estimates expanded if they knew an area well, their gauge of travel time contracted with familiarity. Spears said, if you're very familiar with a space, you start to discount the hassle that it will take. In some cases, people who are late may not factor enough time to complete tasks unrelated to travel, such as the time it takes to wake up and hit that snooze button 100 times, getting ready in the morning, getting dressed, making breakfast, whatever the case may be. Research published in the journal Memory and Cognition suggests that we make time estimates based on how long we think tasks have taken us in the past, but our memories and perceptions aren't always accurate. If we have a lot of experience performing a task, we are more likely to underestimate how long it will take, says Emily Waldom, an adjunct professor at Campbell University in North Carolina and the lead author of a 2016 study published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, General. In the study, Waldom found that environmental factors, such as music, can distort your sense of time. That's interesting. Waldom showed that when doing a general knowledge questions task, some people incorrectly estimated the task's length based on the number of songs they heard playing in the background. Younger adults tended to inflate their time estimates if they heard four short songs compared with two longer songs, something that didn't seem to influence older adults' perception of time. That's really fascinating. I love the subject of time and how we perceive it. I really do. Another environmental factor may be crowdedness. In a 2022 study in the journal Virtual Reality, researchers asked participants to estimate the length of more or less crowded simulated subway trips. They found that crowded commutes felt like they took 10% longer than less busy rides. Isn't that crazy? Which was linked to it being an unpleasant experience. Personality could play a role in running late. Certain personality traits, such as reduced conscientiousness, can cause some people to forget tasks that they had planned ahead of time, according to Waldom. She says another factor that may influence a person's timeliness is how prone to multitasking they are. Research published in the journal Advances in Cognitive Psychology has shown that people juggling several tasks at once are less likely to remember and complete other scheduled tasks on time. And this is more proof that we're not meant to multitask. Now, no doubt some of you are brilliant at it. Most people are not, because our brains are not designed to multitask. In fact, study after study shows it's taxing on the brain. It's not good for us to multitask. And we're not designed to do 50 things at once or even three or four things at once. We're designed to focus on one thing at a time and to get that done and move on to something else. Latecomers sometimes don't perceive themselves as such, author Gracie Pacey, author of Late, A Time Bender's Guide to Why We Are Late and How We Can Change, told Life Science. And it's because people who run behind schedule tell themselves and others that they can be punctual. We can be on time when it matters, when there will be negative consequences for our lateness, like missing a flight, right? When we have those kinds of deadlines, right, like we're going to be evicted if we don't pay the mortgage on time this month, then we tend to pay the mortgage on time this month. In the absence of a deadline, however, these people often lose track of time. A 2019 review published in the journal Medical Science Monitor found that individuals with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, can find it hard to process and estimate the passing of time. Fuchsia Seurat, I love that name, Fuchsia Seurat, a professor of psychology at Durham University in England, says, some people struggle to be on time because they deliberately delay tasks. Lateness can be a symptom of procrastination, she says. Procrastination is usually rooted in a difficult emotional relationship to the task. We don't procrastinate things that we enjoy doing, right? We don't procrastinate buying a gallon of ice cream, generally speaking. The difference between procrastination and lateness is that the latter affects our relationship with others, according to Pacey. The same people who perceive us as always being late are the people who matter to us the most. So we can be very hurtful when we say we can be on time when it matters. So what can people who are perpetually late all the time do to be more punctual for meetings and avoid disappointing friends and loved ones? Pacey, a self-proclaimed time bender, says setting alarms and reminders on your phone, that's a good idea. Another of her tried and tested tactics is to set pre-event deadlines. Pacey says, my favorite ruse is to offer somebody a lift. It means that you arrange to meet them at a sensible time. Interesting, huh? Why some people are always late. I'm Spencer Hughes. You're late to the game because you haven't subscribed to the podcast. See what I did there? Please subscribe today. For goodness sakes, help keep the lights on. Don't you like this podcast? Don't you want it to be around? It won't be around much longer if we don't get subscribers to the premium content. I'm just being totally honest with you. So please check it out. You've had plenty of time to check out the free content here on HughesFromTheHeart.com. Dozens and dozens of free episodes. Now I need people to please budget 3 pennies a day. 3 American pennies a day. It's nothing. You won't miss 3 pennies a day coming out of your bank account. $1 a month. Even over the span of a year, we're talking about not enough money to buy a combo meal at McDonald's. I mean, have you seen what some of these combo meals cost? It costs you 10, 12 bucks. You can't get into a movie. Even a matinee for 12 bucks in most places in this country. So $12 over the span of a year. Think about that. $12 will get you 365 episodes, if not more. Usually it's twice that. So you'll get like easily over 600 or 700 episodes in that year for a dollar. That's insane. For a dollar a month, $12 for the year. So sign up today, my friends, patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. I appreciate donations to my Venmo as well to help keep the lights on. Everything goes back into the operations of this podcast, which are great. Venmo is Radio Spencer, RadioSpencer. Thank you, my friend, for being here on the podcast. I hope you will join the premium content today. And please support my wife and daughter and Silva House Market at silvahousemarket.com, the best soy wax candles you will ever light. I'm telling you, if you don't believe it, try it. Okay, they guarantee their product. So check out the dozens of wonderful scents, whether to relax or to invigorate you. They have them all. Just beautiful scents made with you and your family and the environment in mind, even your pets in mind. These are safe products to use, unlike the paraffin garbage you might be burning now, those cheap candles that are putting chemicals into the air and chemicals into your lungs. You might as well be smoking these candles. They're not good for you. But that's not the case with these. SilvaHouseMarket.com, promo code Spencer10 saves you 10% today and every day that you put that promo code in there. And follow them on Instagram and give them a like on Facebook, Silva House Market. This is Hughes from the Heart. Much love to you, as always.